AP Update. I'm Carlotta Bradley. It's almost daylight saving time. Most people in the U.S. are supposed to push the clock forward by an hour before heading to bed tonight. Daylight saving time officially starts at 2 a.m. Sunday local time. Dr. Stephen Feinsilver, head of the Mount Sinai Hospital Sleep Center, says losing an hour of sleep once in a while, as is the case with this time change, won't take too much of a toll.
You can adjust an hour, and in the long run, it's really no problem. We're also very well adapted to an occasional bad night's sleep.
He does say that going into daylight saving time or springing the clocks forward is harder than falling back.
It's more of an issue now than it will be in the fall, because it's actually easier for most everybody to stay up an hour later than to get up an hour earlier.
The time change is not observed by Hawaii, most of Arizona, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, American Samoa, Guam, and the Northern Marianas. AP Update, I'm Carlotta Bradley.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.